This is Jordan Secchio in Washington, D.C. The left's effort to overturn Hobby Lobby by congressional action. The vote is scheduled for today.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Our Constitution does not put a qualifier on life.
Welcome to the planet.
The pursuit of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Welcome to existence.
Those protections, the right to life,
everyone's
liberty,
here.
Pursuit of happiness. Everyone's even in here. The mother's womb.
13 states that ban elective abortions after 20 weeks, except in the case of rape and incest and the life of the mother. Would this bill strike those laws down, Ms. Northam?
Like the Ninth Circuit did with Arizona's 20-week ban, yes, it would be unconstitutional.
What happens next? I dare you to
mind. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
On Hobby Lobby, it would be political malpractice if we did not react the way we have dealing with this horrible decision made by the Supreme Court.
We should be afraid of this court. The five guys should start determining what contraceptions are legal or not. I mean, let's not even go to that. It is so stunning. You know, that court decision was a frightening one. It's not her boss's business. His business is whatever his business is, but it's not what contraception she uses. The court decision is, we're all taken aback by it.
That is an extreme and radical view. It is a view shared by a tiny percentage of Americans, although a very high percentage of activists in the Democratic Party who fund and provide manpower politically. And it is also a very real manifestation of a war on women. Given the enormous health consequences that unlimited abortion has had, damaging the health and sometimes even the lives of women.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, my dad will be joining us live from Oxford, England in just a few minutes on the broadcast in the next segment. So if you want to talk to him, definitely call now, 1-800-684-3110. Okay, two updates for you. One, this afternoon, in just a few hours, maybe even less, there will be a vote in the United States Senate on the legislation that these pro-abortion Democrats have put forward to overturn what the Supreme Court decided in the Hobby Lobby case, that the HHS mandate violated federal law, violated the basic religious liberty, religious freedom rights of Americans. The idea that you can't incorporate a business, a small, closely held corporation, as a family with a religious view and follow those views if the government tells you not to. The Supreme Court said, nope, that's too broad. It violates federal law. And now Congress, and specifically this is in the U.S. Senate, is putting forward legislation to overturn that. And they can do that by amending existing laws to exempt the Affordable Care Act and the contraceptive and abortifacient mandate from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, it doesn't stop there, though, and that vote is just in a few hours. There's also now legislation pending from Senator Richard Blumenthal, another Democrat out of Connecticut, that would do away with all state restrictions and standards on abortion facilities. So for actual procedures and the facilities, the so-called doctors there and the assistants there, we'll talk about all of that when we come back from the break. But as you just heard, this vote is in a few hours in Washington, D.C. The pro-life minority can actually win by preventing the vote from moving forward if 41 pro-life Republicans stick together in the U.S. Senate. We need to hear from you. Join our petition. It's absolutely free to do so. Call 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign that petition online. But we've got a few hours here, folks. Call now. Stand up for life, 877-989-2255. 989-2255.
Do you U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty-destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Jay Sekulow Live, folks, as we were just talking about, there will be a vote today in the U.S. Senate just a few hours from now on legislation to overturn the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby by exempting the HHS mandate, which the court said violated federal law, violated basic religious liberty, religious freedom, and that they will exempt that mandate from the dictates of the existing federal law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which protects Americans from federal laws that infringe on their basic religious beliefs and their basic religious freedom, their First Amendment rights. That vote will occur this afternoon. The question is this: to get votes for it in the Senate, it's not just a straight up or down majority vote. First, you have to get cloture on the legislation. To get cloture, you have to get 60 votes. That's more than there are pro-abortion Democrats in the Senate. But remember, not all of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate are strongly pro-life. Most claim to be, it's to some extent pro-life, but not all are strong. There's a 45 of them. 41 would have to vote this afternoon to prevent cloture. That means effectively stopping this legislation from moving forward. So there's a way to have a pro-life victory here, send a message to people like Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat who claims to be pro-life, and these extremists like Patty Murray and Mark Udall. You've got the entire Democrat caucus behind this, so even people up for re-election trying to overturn the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby. This is when the petitions matter. We've heard from thousands of you in just the last couple of days. Now we've got the vote coming up today in just a few hours. You've got time to still add your name to this petition to protect life. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition online. My dad's joining us now live from Oxford, England. Dad, welcome to the show. Don't know if he can hear us yet, so we'll try that again in a few minutes. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. A lot of calls are coming in. Let's go to Ray in Missouri on line four. Ray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Let's unmask what the left's real agenda is with the abortion pill mandate. The left and the media have downplayed the abortion pill side of the mandate an effort to get public support and to try to get it past the Supreme Court, knowing that if they can get the abortion pill mandate past the court, the next step would be to mandate that all abortions be covered. And they would argue that what's the difference between abortion by pill or by any other means? The real goal here is coverage for all abortions, and that's why
Absolutely.
They're so outraged and why this is so critical.
Oh, sure, Ray. This is, you know, it's a piecemeal approach. So first, they of course, this the way the HHS mandate was written, it was ripe for being struck down by the Supreme Court. It's a close case, 5-4, but it was there. Everybody, even the pro-abortion side, knew that this was going to be likely a losing one for them. But the Supreme Court can only go so far, as we talked about on the show the last couple days, that they've got to, again, they talk about, you know, existing laws. If laws change, well, then you've got a different situation. So that's part one, Ray. Part two, though, is a much broader proposal by Senate Democrats, getting to where you're talking about, Ray, where they want to do away with all the state restrictions on abortions. And this is a piece of legislation different than the one that will be voted on this afternoon, proposed by Senator Richard Blumenthal, a pro-abortion Democrat from Connecticut. And there was a question yesterday in the hearing about this. There are over 200 state laws, some kind, you know, restrictions on late-term abortions, or we're even talking about laws that require the facilities to meet medical standards and cleanliness standards and the certifications necessary for people who are carrying out these abortion procedures. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina asked a question to the head of Center for Reproductive Rights. They are, like Planned Parenthood, a part of the abortion industry. Take a listen to this question-answer exchange, Bite 8.
13 states that ban elective abortions after 20 weeks, except in the case of rape and incest in the life of the mother. Would this bill strike those laws down, Ms. Northup?
Like the Ninth Circuit did with Arizona's 20-week ban, yes, it would be unconstitutional.
So my dad's joining us now. And, Dad, this is extreme legislation that's being proposed simultaneously while today we've got the vote where there can be a pro-life win by getting the Republican minority, pro-life minority together, making sure they come out and vote in the U.S. Senate.
Well, look, I'm still at Oxford here, and we've been talking about a lot of issues around the globe. One thing people are asking when you're just having general conversations is, how is it that the Supreme Court of the United States makes a decision, and now the Congress is at least some in Congress are threatening to try to overturn that decision by legislation. But the fact of the matter is, as you mentioned, and you mentioned it correctly, the Supreme Court only went so far. I mean, they determined that the statute, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, allowed for mandated this exemption so that Hobby Lobby and others like them would not be held violating the mandate. So it struck that mandate down as it applied to them. Now, here's the problem. As you mentioned, this is a move by the pro-abortion lobby, the pro-abortion industry, and it is an industry, to make an aggressive pitch. Why? Because they believe that they can convince enough people to at least get this to a vote. And that is what's happening here. So if they can get this to a vote in the Senate, they're going to come out and start, you know, parading how the country is opposed to what the Supreme Court did. And this becomes also not just a moral issue on the issue of abortion, but a political issue as well. And that's what's at play here.
Absolutely. And this is the War on Women, Part 2, again, from Democrats. You think, wow, why would they propose such extreme legislation, this legislation to get rid of any restrictions whatsoever at the state level on the abortion facilities, on the individuals, and at the same time trying to overturn a Supreme Court decision that's 2 weeks old, one that they knew likely that they were going to lose because of the law that they passed, a law that was very subject to losing in court. And they knew it, and the drafters of that knew it. They wrote something that just didn't make sense. They could have wrote these exemptions into it. They didn't do that because they didn't have enough votes. Now they want to go back and try to change. And again, folks, we've got a vote coming up in just two, 3 hours in Washington, D.C., as my dad was just talking about, which can really affect the how we move forward in the electoral process, of course, politically, the issue of life, but also in Washington, D.C. Because if this goes down, what it means is that it's just a partisan attempt by those who benefit from the abortion industry, the Patty Murrays of the world, the Mark Udalls, and let me add to that, the Tim Kaines, the Mark Warners in Virginia, too, who act like they're moderates, they're all supporting this. So you have to really check to see, because the only reason they're doing that is because their campaign coffers get filled by the billion-dollar-a-year abortion industry. And that person, Dad, we were just playing the soundbite from, who was responding to Senator Graham, is from Center for Reproductive Rights. That's the same group that is trying to criminalize pro-life speech, calling it tantamount to torture at the United Nations.
Right. Right. So you realize what you're dealing with here is a combined and strategic move by the pro-abortion groups to, in essence, take a Supreme Court win and turn it into this political football so that they can move their agenda forward. And here's the thing why we have to react, and we have to react quickly, and, of course, we're a couple hours away. You've got to send a message loud and clear, and we need to hear from the American people on this. I know we've got our petition up, and Fan is motivated to and notifying those on the Hill all the time now. I mean, kind of every little 15, 20 minutes as things are changing, we're notifying people. But if you haven't signed this petition, folks, Jordan's going to give you that number. You got to do it, because this is we've got to fight back to preserve this Supreme Court win, because it could end up being a very quick defeat if we're not careful here.
And it's a toll-free number. You call, folks. You've got time. It's the vote is just coming up in the next few hours, and things always, you know, you can get delayed in Washington. So take this opportunity. Call our toll-free number now. Take a stand for life, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org or call now, 877-989-2255. We've got a lot of questions, Dad, about the legality here. Let's take one before this next break. Mike in Nevada on line three. Mike, very quickly, your question.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Hey, let's just say that this whole law goes through both the Senate and Congress and they pass it. Will they be able to go back into the Supreme Court and fight against it?
Well, we would have to. We would bring a challenge under the free exercise clause. But let me tell you, that takes years to get it up there. I mean, this was a two-year process. It'd be another at least 2 or 3 years. We don't want to let it get to that point. I mean, I think it's critical to stop this. So that's why we've got to move now.
And not nearly as much of a strong guarantee. It's not that would overturn the RFRA precedence here, folks, because they would be exempting it from that. So it'd be a very different case. And you don't want to get there, as we talked about. That's why we fight. After a victory, you can't just relax and say, well, we won. It's never over. And when it comes to Washington, D.C., you got to keep fighting for your rights in America and to protect the unborn. Call our toll-free number now. Add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org. You can, of course, sign the petition online. That's ACLJ.org or call 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty-destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We are talking about one. In just a few hours, there will be an important vote in Washington, D.C. on this attempt by pro-life, the pro-life left, pro-abortion left, the pro-abortion mainly Democrats. But listen, there's a wishy-washy Republicans in the United States Senate. So we're fair when we discuss these issues on Jay Sekulow Live. We're not trying to be partisan. We're just trying to inform you. I mean, you've got the entire Democrat caucus supporting this. So they wouldn't be at all questioning why we would say that. They would agree. But there are some Republicans as well who may not want to stand strongly for life on this issue and say, no, this violates federal law. It violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And we will know shortly. This is one of those unique opportunities where you can win and you don't have to have 60 votes. You don't have to have 51. You just have to have 41. So it's 41 out of, I believe, 45 Republicans that would have to vote against cloture. That's against letting this move forward in the United States Senate. Ultimately, if it moved forward, it would pass. Now, would it pass the House of Representatives? I don't think so. But that would give a lot, as my dad was talking about, a lot of political power to these Senate Democrats, say this is what the people want. We represent the people. We represent these states, broad constituencies, and here we go. So we've got to fight back. We need your help. We need your support. We need to hear from you on this petition. We got a few hours to act here. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Let's go to Carl in Florida on line one. Carl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jordan. Hey, Carl. Give us the names of any Republican senator that you think might possibly vote for this bill, and give us phone numbers, their phone numbers, and so we can bombard them with telephone calls this afternoon.
Well, I want to go to Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. You're always careful here because I don't want to count any of them out yet. But, Than, do you expect first, I guess to answer Carl's question, do you expect first that we'll have full Republican support? This will be more than 41 votes for this.
Carl makes a great point here, and I will tell you that it is not a certainty that all 45 Republicans will vote against this this cloture motion to proceed. You described it perfectly, Jordan. 55 Democrats are on board. They are actively looking for five Republicans right now to convince. I can't tell Carl exactly which ones that might be gettable on this. I can tell you I think there are about 10 to 12 of them that are at least listening, and we are reminding them this is about religious freedom. This is not about access to contraceptions. This is about religious freedom. I think we are going to be able to find 41 votes, Jordan, but it is not a certainty. Carl should be signing this petition. He should be contacting his senators regardless of where they're at in the political spectrum. You talk about Republicans. They're not a certainty, but people like Joe Manchin and Mary Landrieu and Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, if they are going to vote for this measure, they have to be held accountable as well.
Folks, that is why I think, you know, at this point, Carl, if you're saying, who should I call? Call your senators, everyone out there. You make sure, especially call your Republican senators. You may not today. I don't think you need to be to waste your time with your Democrat senators. You could always say, hey, I know you're going to vote for this or you want to vote for this. I disagree. But how about focus some time on Republican senators, just letting them know? Because as Than said, it's pretty broad. We're not talking about one or two here. It's up to 12 of the 45. And so rather than name names and try to put people who may be totally supportive right now, it's more the question mark that's over their head. So make sure that if you're out there, you've got that time to make that phone call. Now, if you don't, but you still want to make sure your voice is heard here, you can absolutely add your name to our petitions. 877-989-2255. We got a few hours here, folks. 877-989-2255. 2255 or go to aclj.org. I want to go to David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ. He wrote a piece that I think you've got to read up at aclj.org about the other piece of legislation being introduced by Senator Richard Blumenthal. What this piece is called, it's right on the homepage, aclj.org, the accurate title of Senator Blumenthal's radical pro-abortion bill, the Kermit Gosnell Enabling Act of 2014. David, I know you're outraged about the potential of this legislation and what it would do. Yesterday on the broadcast, tell people to kind of re-explain again, because we're trying to keep these two issues. Of course, they're similar because it's the pro-abortion industry versus those who fight for life, but also they are happening at different times.
Oh, absolutely. This Senator Blumenthal bill is one of the most outrageous pro-abortion bills I've ever seen. I mean, the effect of it is to increase access to abortion to such an extent that it would endanger the lives of the mothers. Let's put it this way. If this bill were in place, there's a very good chance that the likes of Kermit Gosnell in Philadelphia would still be in business, because a lot of the laws and the regulations that a person like that violated would no longer be on the books. An abortion clinic would essentially become a regulation-free zone. It's really an astonishing law. In the fact that the Democrats put it forward and that Senate liberals are pushing it so hard, it's really distressing. It's sad that they are pushing that hard for greater access to abortion, even at the expense of women's lives.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to stand up for life here, you got a few hours to do so, call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Add your name to our petition. That's 877-989-2255. Kathy in Washington State online, too. Kathy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, I'm wondering, bottom line is, why do we have to pay for women's immoral lifestyle by killing their babies? I guess their moral conduct is their own business, but why do they make it our business?
Well, that's because of the abortion industry. And Than, they are extremely powerful. I mean, they're testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday for Blumenthal's legislation. They are the reason why a couple weeks after the Hobby Lobby decision, you've already got full legislation to try and basically overturn that Supreme Court decision. That is why we hear about the, quote, war on women. And we see these kind of this kind of legislation even being supported by people who call themselves pro-life, Democrats who call themselves pro-life, which makes you wonder now, you know, at a national level, at least a federal level, how you possibly could call yourself, like Harry Reid does, a pro-life Democrat, but in reality support basically everything Planned Parenthood wants.
It's one of the dirty little secrets in Washington, D.C., Jordan. I mean, the fact that abortion has such a stranglehold on the Democrat side of the aisle, it's all about politics. It's all about money. You talk about Planned Parenthood. They are more than a $1 billion organization. They get more than half of that money from the federal government. Their political action side then turns around and funds all of these candidates. So Harry Reid can go out and say that he's pro-life, but when it comes to a piece of legislation like the one that we're talking about today, he is behind it, lock, stock, and barrel. It doesn't matter that it would eviscerate the parental notification laws in 38 states and put minors at risk without their parents being notified. It is a political business. It is an abortion business. And unfortunately, Jordan, on the Democrat side of the aisle in Washington, D.C., they are one and the same.
Folks, remember, you can do something about this now. We've got another 30 minutes of the broadcast coming up. So if you're on the line, hang on the line. We'll get to your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. A vote to try and attempt to overturn the victory for life in Hobby Lobby, the victory for religious liberty, will occur this afternoon in Washington, D.C. in the U.S. Senate. And we can win this one by keeping together the pro-life minority in the U.S. Senate, because you only need 41 votes to prevent cloture, to prevent the vote from moving forward in the U.S. Senate, one of those unique Senate rules. Call now and add your name to this petition so that you're taking a stand for life. Here's the toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. That's 877-989-2255. Or aclj.org. We need to hear from you. Call now, 877-989-2255.
The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone call. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Many of you have been hanging on the line. We're talking about two pro-life battles in Washington, D.C. The first will be this afternoon. We're talking about a vote, Than, in the next couple hours, possibly.
Yeah, probably around 2 o'clock, Jordan, is what it's scheduled for. It could always slip in Washington. But, you know, I think there's a temptation to get lost in the technical here. It's called a cloture on the motion to proceed. But people just really need to be reminded. It's very simple, actually. They need 60 votes to move this bill forward. The Democrats only have 55, so they have to get 5 Republicans. Your encouragement of our listeners to focus on Republicans today is the right ask, because there is a universe of somewhere between 8 to 10 to 12 that aren't necessarily committed that they're going to block this bill, whether it's because they think it's, you know, the polite thing to do to let it move forward, or what, maybe because they're not as strong on this issue as they should be. Bottom line, if 41 Republicans stand against this motion to proceed, the bill will not be moved forward, and this very dangerous bill will be defeated.
Folks, you can be a part of defeating this by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Let's go to Darlene in Iowa on line 4. Darlene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
The Republicans need to take this issue and show that it's the Democrats that are against women. They're not willing to let them have safety in having an abortion. They don't care if the woman dies. And then further, I happen to think the Democrats need the new immigrants, the new illegal immigrants coming in to replace all the aborted babies.
Well, you know, Darlene, let me tell you something. This is an opportunity to take a stand. It's an opportunity for these Republicans who call themselves pro-life and for pro-life members of Congress to do something about it in a vote that may not be as simple, because you got, you know, they're trying to spin this as, oh, you're against birth control, you're against contraceptives. But we all know this is truly the abortion industry versus those of us who care about protecting life and fighting for life. And if you care about that, call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. Listen to Kirsten Powers. She's a Democrat, actually, left-leaning but pro-life. Bite 10, she was talking to Bill O'Reilly on Fox News last night.
First of all, it's obviously an election year stunt. It probably won't even pass the Senate, let alone the House. And this is something to get the women ginned up in the Democratic Party base, who, as you know, have been ginned up before in the so-called war on women. And I think this is part of that strategy. I also think that this is destructive, because most of the laws that I think that they would like to roll back are laws that were put in place to make abortion clinics safe.
You know, let me go to David French, because, David, that switches to the other issue, this which you've got a piece up on ACLJ.org. We've got a couple pieces there people can read. But this is the idea that this legislation that would roll back and do away with all state laws, there's over 200 of those, that have any restrictions whatsoever, legal so far, restrictions on abortion procedures, the facilities, what kind of standards they have to meet, and the people who work at the facilities.
Right. I mean, let's be clear about how broad this law is. I mean, this would leave hair salons more regulated for safety than abortion clinics. This would leave tattoo parlors more subject to regulation for safety than abortion clinics. I mean, that's how extreme this is. It would be creating a regulation-free zone where people who are savage and dangerous, like Kermit Gosnell, would be able to act with impunity.
And folks, that's why you keep fighting for life. You may say, well, we got a victory in Hobby Lobby. They want to undo that victory. You got to keep fighting in Washington. Once you win something, you got to keep that victory. You can't just shrug your shoulders and say, okay, we won that, moving on. You never can move on. You got to keep fighting even for what you've won. Call now and add your name to our petition, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call to fight for life. This vote is coming up in just a few hours, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
We don't get fooled again.
The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty-destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, talking about these battles for life. And Rick in New York, he's been hanging on the line five. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Very good. The angle which we should consider to assemble all the perpetrators of this, from the contractors to the factories that make mass-produced or abortifacients, to the surgeons, to the legislators and the lobbyists, whoever else is involved, there's a RICO statute which could possibly be applied to an industry where people wear different hats. It's like a slow revolving door. Kathleen Sebelius, I don't know if she's still the HHS chief, but she came from Kansas, and she was in the pocket of the abortion industry there. They funded her. They're all in league together. During the War of the Revolution, the Redcoats, the British, were operating their warfare by standard procedure, but the Yankee rebels fought the British using guerrilla warfare. They would shoot from trees at formed British Redcoat soldiers, who some of them were prisoners. But we're operating against gangsters who are operating with a guerrilla warfare mentality.
Yeah, well, Rick, I get your point. I think we have to be fair, though. They are still operating within the law. Remember, Kathleen Sebelius, now she's no longer the HHS secretary, But she never made any mistake about how pro-abortion she is. So she's not hiding that from you. You know, I understand your frustration. I think you're right about tactics. You have to be sure that you're fighting with the right tactics. And that actually goes to what Thana said. You know, I don't think RICO is the answer on this. The reason why is they're not doing anything corrupt behind your back. They're saying, here's my campaign expense report. Look how much money I get from the abortion industry. And I go and I propose pro-abortion legislation in the Senate. We may not like it. But the truth is, they're not hiding that from their constituents. Now, sometimes they don't fully explain things, but listen, what they key in on is the fact that the American people don't go the extra step to know what this legislation really means, what the Supreme Court really did in the Hobby Lobby case. So, Dan, I think to some of Rick's point, this gets us to the Senate vote today. The fact that we're at a point where we've got basically every Republican, I would think, in the U.S. Senate, they claim to be pro-life. Is there any that don't claim a pro-life position?
They're going to claim to at least be pro-life. Yeah. They might be on the margins.
Right, yeah. On the margins. And the fact is, we've still got to be concerned about, can we get a majority, can we get 41 of the 45 of them to vote? And I think that goes to Rick's point. It's not a battle that's over easily, even after someone who gets elected, because they check pro-life down on their voter guide.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I would answer that in two ways, Jordan. On the Democrat side of the aisle, I would go back to what you played from Kirsten Powers, that this is an election year stunt. You know, Harry Reid called it political malpractice if we don't address this. On the Democrat side of the aisle, that backfires on them if people in states like Virginia and West Virginia and Louisiana recognize what those senators are voting for once they're here. On the Republican side of the aisle, we really have to focus in, like you're saying. I mean, we could talk about all these grand plans, but the bottom line is, in the middle of the afternoon today, there is going to be a very specific vote that will show where these senators stand on the fundamental issue of life. They have to vote no on the cloture motion to proceed if they're going to back their words up with action. If they don't vote with us today, Jordan, what they are telling you on the campaign trail means nothing. So there's an action point on both sides of the aisle here, and you have to pay attention to what your senators do when they're in Washington, D.C.
Folks, we are continuing to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Robert in Missouri on line one. Robert, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Welcome. Thanks very much. And I just have two questions. Sure. Number one, I just simply did not know that Planned Parenthood makes political contributions to candidates.
Oh, they have an entire division, Planned Parenthood Action Fund, which they had the head of Planned Parenthood Action Fund actually testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday for this legislation. You still there?
But I mean, I did not know that they supported candidates by giving them money for their campaign.
Oh, not only that, I mean, these candidates are proud to get these donations. So they actually put it down that they get support from Planned Parenthood. It's public knowledge, obviously, if you get a donation as a candidate from the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, but it's an abortion industry. So they make $1 billion a year off abortions, and they've got a multi-million dollar political PAC, a political arm that makes donations, Robert. That's why, one of the reasons why they're so powerful in Washington, D.C. And David, I think that when you get outside of Washington, sometimes people don't realize the power of the abortion industry inside the Beltway.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I mean, we're talking millions upon millions of dollars. And very importantly, we're talking about the abortion industry not only has the dollars that it gives, it has huge mailing lists, huge email lists. They're able to activate immediately hundreds of thousands of activists. And so, you know, here's what I want, Jordan. What I would like to see, our pro-life senators to be as proudly for life as the other side is so proudly for abortion. I am tired of people on our side running away and hiding from these issues, hoping they'll go away. We need our people to have as much conviction for life as the other side so obviously has for abortion.
And folks, let me just tell you something quickly. You know, Planned Parenthood Action Fund, by the way, to bring up another issue, is a 501c4. And, you know, the Tea Party groups we represent, I mean, they say on their website, actually, it's a political arm of Planned Parenthood. The Tea Party groups we represent didn't get approved, you know, by the IRS. They were delayed years. Some are still waiting. They applied in 2009. You've had groups like Planned Parenthood operating as C4s for decades, since you could do it. And yet you didn't have any Democrats, no liberals complaining then when they were getting their campaign coffers filled with abortion money. But now, because of some conservative groups saying, well, we should do that too, suddenly the law should be changed. So just remember, this is all kind of comes together. All these issues merge. And we're going to continue to take your phone calls now. But remember, you can stand up here. You can fight back. We've got a vote coming up today in a couple hours where life can win. But we've got to make sure the pressure is on Washington, even those who share our views, that they make the right vote. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Sherry in Pennsylvania on line 6. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My thought is I am pro-life all the way, but if a woman chooses to have an abortion, and let's assume it was clean, healthy, she's fine when she leaves there, I think we're missing the boat on the fact that that eats at her. Statistics show that eats at her forever. So there's mental health issues. There's, you know, higher rates of divorce. There's ongoing issues besides the fact that she had the abortion. And I think we're just missing that point, that this is just an ongoing expense because it just doesn't lead to a healthy outcome.
Well, Sherry, we agree with you. Certainly a lot of research agrees with you. We hear all the time from women on this broadcast who have had abortions who are still suffering from the effects of that. And, of course, we've got a situation here. Part of David, I'll go back to David French, senior counsel, with this Blumenthal legislation, it would get rid of informed consent laws at the state level. I mean, this would get rid of any way, because it's all about any prohibitions, any restrictions, anything that takes anything longer. And it gives all the power to the abortion industry.
Absolutely. It would get rid of informed consent. It would get rid of the requirement that an abortion has to be performed by a doctor with admitting privileges in a local hospital, which is incredibly important because if something goes wrong, they have to be able to admit people to an actual hospital. It would take away requirements that abortion clinics have facilities comparable to outpatient surgery clinics, in other words, able to resuscitate people and deal with medical emergencies on site. All of these things are common sense, absolute common sense safety measures, and it would do away with all of them and replace it with a system where literally a person could perform an abortion who was not a doctor as long as they were being supervised, for example, by via Skype by a physician without admitting privileges to a hospital. I mean, this is amazing. They advocate for telemedicine, which is a remote kind of medicine. They advocate for non-doctors to perform abortions. This is a radical bill.
Folks, we need you to take a stand here. Call now, 877-989-2255. We've got a couple hours to really stand for and fight for life. Call 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255, or you can go to our website, ACLJ.org. Let me remind you, we've got our matching challenge still going on. That means anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice online or by phone is doubled for us. It is a great time if you're able to make a financial contribution to the American Center for Law and Justice so we can continue to do the work that we do here in the United States and around the world, whether it's the life movement, the persecuted, or fighting for so many of the different free speech and First Amendment rights. Call now, 877-989-2255. If you can't make a financial contribution, that's okay. We need your name on those petitions. Go to ACLJ.org and sign them.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges.
Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty-destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. I'm going to do something very special in this segment of the broadcast. We've been talking about the Supreme Court decision in Hobby Lobby and the fact that it really protects the rights of religious employers, folks. It's pitting religious freedom against the pro-abortion crowd that would want abortion on demand and would want it done at the expense and over the conscious objections of religious employers. That was really what was at stake in the Hobby Lobby decision. But in this segment of the broadcast, I wanted to kind of take a look back at how we've gotten to this place in the pro-life legal landscape. The ACLJ, and specifically Jay, has been at the forefront as that legal landscape has taken form over the last 30 years. We made a special documentary taking a look back at that. It's called Choosing Life. It takes a look at the landmark cases that Jay has been involved with, takes a look at the emergence of the pro-life movement, the pro-life advocacy effort, which ACLJ and Jay was at the center of. So I wanted you to kind of get this as a backdrop for where we are in this current debate over the Hobby Lobby decision and the new legislation that's been introduced in the United States Senate to overturn that decision. So again, this is a segment from our documentary called Choosing Life. You can find the entire thing online at aclj.org.
We end up before the chief judge of the court, the federal court in Kansas, Patrick J. Kelly. And Judge Kelly became very aggressive.
An angry Judge Patrick Kelly said his orders to prevent demonstrators from closing down three anti-abortion clinics there would be obeyed. And federal marshals saw to it that they were.
They'll be arrested on the spot. They'll be brought to my court, those leaders. And by the evening, they'll be right up to Sedgwick County Jail. And if they have thoughts of being home by Christmas, they can forget it.
We hadn't even had the hearing on the contempt order, whether the injunction was violated, and he instructs me and others and tells them, tell your clients to bring their toothbrush. And he actually said this on national television as well.
Say farewell to their family and bring their toothbrush, and I mean it, because they're going to jail.
A judge can use his raw power to try to stifle the movement, but God has raised up a move of his spirit here that no man can stand against. None. None.
You know, we're called to do Nightline, and they tell me that the other guest is going to be Lawrence Tribe from Harvard University, and he's in an air-conditioned studio. I'm asked to go to the abortion clinic. About 10,000 protesters are there, pro-lifers. It's 104 degrees, and I'm asked to do it in front of the abortion clinic.
Joining us now from Wichita is the attorney for Operation Rescue, Jay Sekulo. And from our Boston affiliate, WCVB, Harvard University law professor, Lawrence Tribe, an expert on constitutional law. Mr. Sekulo, I want to ask you a question. When you say that you're the attorney, but that you don't tell your clients what to do, behind you are a great many people. I can just see a few of them who are obviously have followed you tonight and know that you are speaking. So that it is more, is it not, you have more than just the role of the attorney looking at the laws. You are advising those people behind you.
Barbara, I am here at this site because your office asked me to come here. I am the attorney. I would have been happy to do this in the studio. You all wanted the dramatic effect. You got it. There are thousands of people and millions across America that disagree, that say abortion's murder. And the fact of the matter is, what this case is all about are people speaking out. And in America, we have the right to speak out. Now, Judge Kelly disagrees with me. I respect that. But Judge Kelly knows that when he asked me to talk with my client, what I told him was I would inform the court of the order, the consequences of violation, as I am obligated to do as an officer of the court. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to go the next step, and Judge Kelly understood that, I believe. I am representing my client zealously. Maybe what's unusual here, and in this issue, is there's some zealous representation, which maybe has been long overdue.
They don't tell me that there's a third guest.
Joining us now from our affiliate, KAKE in Wichita, is U.S. District Judge Patrick Kelly.
The third guest ends up being the federal court judge who's hearing the case, Judge Kelly.
And my order will bring this to a close. And if these people take up tomorrow, and this lawyer will not tell them that they must order my follow my order, then tomorrow we'll see. But as I promised to them this week, if they take up again tomorrow, if they continue as what they did before, as opposed to today it was peace, they'll all be in jail. And I promise them that I will no longer listen, I try to work with them, try to reason with them, and I cannot reason with this lawyer. I begged him to turn to them and tell them, please, that you have an obligation to obey the law, and he will not.
That was inappropriate on the judge's part and caused, quite frankly, a significant change in litigation posture as well, because now we had Judge Kelly on Nightline debating the points with me on air, which was just absolutely inappropriate.
Okay. Are you going to take to the streets tomorrow? Are you going to be in front of those clinics?
I am the attorney representing these people. I'm not the client.
I wish you could get a commitment from him of that. I'd like to know myself.
Okay, could you answer us tomorrow, just that question? Are you going to be in front of the abortion clinics tomorrow, sir?
Our clients are going to do what they think's right. I am not in a position to say what the clients are going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what we're legally doing. We've already appealed this on an emergency basis to the 10th Circuit. We do not get satisfactory relief there, Barbara. We are going to the United States Supreme Court. That's the bottom line.
What happens tomorrow, Barbara, or next week?
Well, tomorrow, if all holds, there'll be peace in this city.
Mm-hmm.
If these people elect to go back out and do what they were doing as mm-hmm. recent as Saturday, by tomorrow night, they'll all be in jail. It's that simple.
Obviously, this is a most important case. We're happy to be able to present some of your views tonight, and certainly the whole nation will continue to follow it and to see what happens, especially tomorrow.
I could probably close your show by saying what one of the lawyers on the steps of the court said this morning, that what we need is a new judge.
I end up going the next day into court, go back into chambers. Judge Kelly gives me this hug. He was very jubilant that we were on, you know, national TV. And I said, well, Judge Kelly, you know, you've gone from being the umpire to the cheerleader for the other side, and you really can't do that. And I said, I'm going to have to ask you to recuse yourself. He refused to, and I took it up to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals on an emergency order, and they ordered his recusal. And it became a really significant case on federal judges and their ability to be unbiased. And we take those cases up to the Supreme Court of the United States.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments this week in a case backed by President Bush that could roll back the right of a woman to choose whether or not to have an abortion.
I think the politics of abortion has been helpful to the movement, and not everybody will agree with me on that. But taking the issue that public and making it be an issue that comes up in political debates so that the candidates are asked, even today, in the most recent presidential election, they're still asking the questions about abortion.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, you know, is above my pay grade.
Whether it's Rick Warren in debate format with a town hall with Barack Obama and John McCain, whether it's in the actual debates themselves, whether it's the kind of justice they're going to appoint, if you go back to every single presidential debate since Ronald Reagan, abortion questions are asked.
Even if we're still wrestling with it on a public policy level, on a human, personal level, I think people are coming around. Someday we'll speak about abortion in the distant future as a medieval practice.
Again, folks, that was a scene from our documentary called Choosing Life. If you want to see the entire thing, you can download it online at aclj.org. But as we close the broadcast today, folks, the United States Senate is not willing to respect the decision issued by the Supreme Court of the United States respecting the religious rights of individuals who own businesses. If you want to stand up for those rights, if you want to defend that 1993 law that Republicans and Democrats alike stood with,
Call now, 877-989-2255, or sign online at aclj.org. Abortion on demand should not trump religious freedom in America. 877-989-2255.
The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.